With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A new poll looks at voter confidence following the November election.
Republican voters have made a giant leap in confidence in the accuracy of U.S. elections now that Donald Trump has won the White House. That's according to a new Associated Press NORC poll. About 6 in 10 Republicans now say they trust the 2024 vote count. That's way up from 2 in 10 back in October. Two-thirds of GOP respondents also said they were confident in their state's vote count, up from about 4 in 10 before the election. As for Democrats, their confidence in the national vote count declined from about 7 in 10 to about 6 in 10, although their certainty in the accuracy of state vote counts remained stable. Jennifer King, Washington.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden tells the Salem Radio Network that the New Year's Day terrorist attacks resulted from weak national security policies on the part of the Biden administration.
I would say that they are tragic but completely expected. And the reason I say they're expected is because we've had 4 years of the weakest leadership imaginable under the Biden administration. They have run a lawless regime. They have put politics above the security of the American people, and it's beginning to show.
Data collected by Tesla on the driver and vehicle in that Las Vegas Cybertruck blast, then shared with law enforcement, has shined a spotlight on a difficult ethical question for the auto industry. Are companies violating your private rights? Many cars now not only know where you've been, they also have access to your contacts, your call logs, your texts, and other sensitive information. The fate of TikTok keeping creators and small business owners in anxious limbo as they await a decision from the Supreme Court that could upend their livelihoods. On January 10th, the court is set to hear arguments on a law requiring TikTok to break ties with its Chinese-based parent company, ByteDance. If it refuses, it will face a ban in this country. This is SRN News. A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say more likely will do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. But angry complaints from customers got the ball rolling over the past year, with companies such as Lowe's, Harley-Davidson, and Ford all quitting DEI before the election. Religious freedom advocates are expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and handed an 11-year sentence. This is the first case of a politically driven charge against a clergyman since Belarus became independent in the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. The conviction comes as government authorities intensify their sweeping crackdown on dissent ahead of this month's presidential elections. This is SRN News. The attack on New Orleans has affected the British royal family.
Prince William expressing his sadness at the news of the death of his former nanny stepson in New Orleans. 31-year-old Edward Pettifer, one of those killed in that attack. His stepmother, Tiggy Leg Burke, was the nanny for both William and his brother, Prince Harry, between 1993 and 1999, which included time after the death of their mother, Princess Diana, in 1997. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, January the 5th. It is the fifth day of 2025. New Year well underway now. On this date in history, 1896, an Austrian newspaper reported the discovery by German physicist Wilhelm Röntgen of a new type of radiation that came to be called X-rays. And on this date in 1933, construction began on the Golden Gate Bridge. This is SRN News.